They're back.
It's sports all around the clock. Sports all the time.
Oh, well, he's a horrible human being that shouldn't be in the league, is what I believe.
For one final season, live on Penguin Radio, this is The Tailgate.
But, I mean, look at me. Do I look like a cross-country runner to you? Playing against the top tier teams in the nation.
You sure it's not top?
Top.
Dude, I love Blake Griffin. I'm not a Clippers fan, but I love Blake Griffin.
The final season of The Tailgate with Brock Beal and Hunter Hornstein starts right now.
And here we go.
Oh, how's it? Welcome back to another episode of The Tailgate, the final season here, final semester. El Capitan Brock Beal to my immediate right. My name is Hunter Hornstein, and you are listening to the best damn tailgate you've ever had. Welcome to the show.
It's really a victory lap at this point. I mean, we're on the last semester, senior year, first show, midterms are next week. Really, you can see the amount of dedication that's going into this right now. We're having a great time.
Midterms for the rest of campus, maybe. Not necessarily midterms for us two.
No.
I mean, comm majors.
We don't
and
have
whatnot,
tests.
No.
I had my first test in like 4 years last week, and I didn't know what to do.
How'd you do?
I don't know.
Do you even know?
No. I have no idea.
You have no idea how.
No. Not a clue. Couldn't tell you.
Just kind of blacked out through the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I just started scribbling at one point. I think I drew like a tree on one of the answers. I don't know. I think I got a good grade, though.
It's the effort.
Yeah.
It's the effort, Beal.
Exactly.
Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein, this is The Tailgate, the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have. It's been about, what, 3.5 years now on the air, and this is the final semester of the show. After that, it's all over. We're done. Beal will be going to Australia. I will be going to Sonoma. And big difference there, by the way.
Yeah.
And it'll be all good. We've got a good show for you guys tonight. Originally, we were supposed to be on the air 2 weeks ago, but we didn't. But for good reason. The men's basketball team here at Dominican has been unbelievable. Second in the Pac West this season. They're going to the Pac West Championships, and really just an unbelievable season for them. And the last two Thursdays, they've played both wins, and so Team Tailgate gets bumped for good reason.
Also, last Thursday was senior night, so shout out to all the guys that came in our class, Miles, all those
Miles
guys.
Miles Carrillo, Devin Goldstein. Mm-hmm. Big names.
Connor Haysburg.
Can't forget.
He got
Connor.
Player of the week again.
Oh wow! Really?
It's like the fifth week of the season that he's had been named to the All Conference for the week.
Not a big deal, but he is kind of a big deal.
I mean, he is a big dude, so
he's a very
so facto.
Dude, yeah. No, very 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 fun to see him, and the rest of the seniors really finish off what's been a I don't want to say tumultuous career, but to phrase. Drake, did he do that song Start From the Bottom now that
yeah,
they're
here? Yeah, that is
that would
correct.
Potentially be yeah. what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, starting out our freshman year, or their freshman year rather, you know, not the best program, had just gone NCAA, actually losing their head coach
exactly
at
yeah.
one point in their
Tavani,
career.
Uh-huh. Head coach Tavani was released and let go, and they brought in Booker Harris.
Arguably their best player, arguably the best player in the whole conference transferring to Grand Canyon.
Killian Larson.
Yeah. So, you know, that is not necessarily an easy path for that group of seniors. But they've, you know, second place in the Pac West, going to the tournament, that's pretty outstanding.
So mad props to them.
Absolutely.
That is why we were not on the air. We are back, though, and we are going to be pretty much unobstructed the rest of the way, unfiltered, everything that you want with that Team Tailgate final run. Victory lap, as Brock Beal said. We got a good show for you, like we mentioned. We've got... I don't know how many people know what RAF clothing is.
They will after tonight.
But they, I'll
tell
you're
that
right.
Right
you're
now.
Absolutely right. They will know after tonight. RAF clothing. If you're not aware, you're going to become aware. We've got the founders, the co-founders, and the CEOs and the CFOs. I'm not sure which one is which because, frankly, putting the two titles on there with them is terrifying.
Well, you can just say they both have the best mustaches in the business right now.
You could say that. We've got Ben Ludeman and the Iceman in studio. They're going to talk a little sports with us, talk a little RAF clothing, and just, you know, have some fun. Kick the can around. Talk some, you know.
Some sports.
Some sports. talk some sports
talk some
here.
Sports on the tailgate.
Yeah. And then at the end of the show, you know, we, of course, will bring back Sean Donahue, the Don, whatever you want to call him. And he's got multiple nicknames. Half
none
of them we can't
of
really
them
say on the air here.
Yeah.
But he's going to tell us what we messed up today.
He's already got note cards going.
If we even talk about sports, really, at this point. I don't know. This is a sports talk show. This is The Tailgate. It's Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein, One Final Ride. When we come back, RAF Clothing. And you're going to want to hear this one. We'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Penguin Athletics, and the official home of The Tailgate. Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein, Brock Beal, El Capitan, to my right. My name's Hunter Hornstein, and during the break, I know we had forward-promoted Brock a little bit of that RAF clothing line, and while that's all good and nice, we have been graced in the presence, for one of the first times, by the way, since she has become more than just a mere mortal, since she's become more than just a civilian or just a penguin, we are graced by the presence of an internet-famous celebrity, really the first celebrity we've had on the show, Brock.
She's transcending the world of not only Twitter. Oh, there we are. We're on Instagram and Twitter right now.
She's tweeting and making Instagram videos as we speak.
I'm going to be so famous, my Twitter ratio is going to go through the roof.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes! We want to welcome in Hannah Stocking, who, by the way, also plays volleyball at the school. But that's not important. The point is that she is Vine famous. Are you certified yet on Twitter?
No.
Are you verified or whatever
no.
they call it?
No.
But anyway, she's all that kind of famous stuff. So welcome to the show. This is the first time she's been on the show since... Again, like you were just a mere civilian. You were just a volleyball player. And we were talking about volleyball. Now we're going to talk about Vine.
Now we're talking about Vine. Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
What's your favorite sport, Hannah?
My favorite sport?
Football or basketball?
Okay. I think I like watching basketball more.
You like watching basketball more.
Uh-huh.
Seen any games lately?
I have.
Where?
In Cleveland.
Oh, you went to Cleveland.
I have.
Can we open up this bag of worms, please? I know this is what I'm getting at right now.
Did we miss early?
Yeah, no, we're going right into it.
All right.
Also here,
right into that.
Also in the studio, we've got Ben Ludeman and the Iceman, co-founders of Wrath Clothing Line. And
for the record, I was not the one to bring this up. So we're still
as hard. I was warned about this.
So
and
you
I
can tag
wiped my hands clean of this
tag
situation.
Me in all the tweets and stuff and leave him out.
We got right.
He brought you into this.
This is sports. Yes. It's a sports show.
You're getting no tags.
It's a sports show. I'm just trying
I'll
to
take
bring
your tags,
in, I'm just trying
yeah,
to bring
no
in
one follow Hunter
some
Hornstein.
Sports here. That's all I'm trying to do.
So who's your favorite player then?
I have many favorite players.
It's a good answer. It's a great team.
Yeah. Hey, how about an actual question that matters? What do you think about LeBron's face thing that he's got on his face right now in the game that he's playing?
I mean, I think it's important so his nose doesn't deteriorate even further. But I do think that what does he look like? He looks kind of like
you don't know what LeBron James looks like.
He looks like a Ninja Turtle.
The two I've heard are he escaped from Pulp Fiction and Batman.
I like the Pulp Fiction.
I mean, I saw a side-by-side picture tweet, and it's scary accurate.
That is funny.
Hannah's also finished up. You finished your season, your senior year of volleyball. You were one of the four seniors that are gone, and you will no longer play collegiate volleyball. That sounds awful when I say it like that. Anyway, your thoughts on your season? I know we talked a little bit throughout the year on the broadcasts, but now that it's all over and you can have some time to think about it and reflect, looking back on your career and your time at Dominican.
And keep in mind, you don't actually play anymore, so you can say whatever you want.
Looking back on it, it's kind of hard to believe that it's officially over. But I do think that I will continue playing volleyball, at least beach volleyball. I'll probably enter tournaments down in Southern California and whatnot. But looking at my whole entire career at Dominican, it was a good experience, you know. As our record showed throughout the years, it wasn't as high as a lot of us thought that it should have been. But this last season, we had more wins than we've ever had before. So it was a great ending on that note.
I'm throwing it up to anybody else in here in the studio if you have questions. I don't want to be the only one asking. I think I lost that privilege earlier with my first one.
Your first one.
You came in real hot. Yeah, so we're going to just take your mic away.
It's a bold strategy.
All right, so let's jump over. The reason that all three of you guys are in here, Ian, Ben, Hannah.
Whoa.
Who is Ian?
Sorry.
Sean
for the parents
Don,
out
Sean
there.
Don, mark that one down. That's a mistake.
Okay.
Right there.
One for Brock. I was talking to the parents out there.
Sorry. All
right. Minus five for Brock.
All right, whatever. All right, so you guys started this clothing company, Wrath Clothing. Tell us a little bit about that and how you roped her into being your first model. I mean, that's pretty much like right off the bat, you got one of the best in the business. So
that's actually Hunter's fault. It was his idea. I'm going to sell him out on that one. Or thank him. I'm not totally sure. But my brother and I figured out a way to make shirts over the summer, and we just kind of didn't have much to do over the summer other than work. So we'd get off work, just start designing a couple little things, and I kind of had to teach myself Photoshop over the summer, and I sent Ice a text. I was like, hey, let's make shirts next year and try to make a little bit of money. Hasn't totally worked out that way so far.
$2.20 profit.
Shout out Madeline Powelson for being the only one so far who's actually bought anything. I told her I would shout her out. She's listening. One of one people listening right now.
No. It's probably like hundreds.
That's true.
Hundreds
she's
of
here.
Millions
she's,
of people listening.
Yeah.
Well, for the hundreds of people listening, how can we order some of your sweet clothing?
You go to Society6. And
.com.
Society, thank you for that one. He does do some things around here.
Hey.
You go to society6.com and you go to the RAF. That is RAFF. There's a search bar and you can find us there. I'm going to pull up the exact URL.
Is it the RAF or RAF? What you click and search and whatnot.
The Raph is the official name.
We're not only t-shirts, but there's also wall art and iPhone cases.
Yeah, posters. You can get a tote bag if you'd like, Hunter.
Oh,
they sell.
Hunter, you'd look great with a tote bag.
He does need a nice European handbag. I'll tell you that.
You can get him that for graduation.
Oh, I could.
You can get him one with a nice little design.
He needs one so
on
bad
there.
For his little Sonoma wine trips when he's up there playing baseball and stuff. That would be lovely. I would like that so much.
You guys want to sponsor a team? You guys want to give us some money?
We don't have money. Can we flip that really quick?
We'll
make you guys t-shirts if you give us like $20
for you.
$20?
No.
Easiest deal.
Multiply that by like 1,000.
Yeah, he's not the CFO.
I'm the CEO. I let him decide the financial stuff.
All right. Well, anyway, we were trying to figure out a way to kind of get the name out there a little bit more, and Hunter said, well, Hannah Stocking has a bit of a following.
But
by the way,
did it work?
I want to... I mean, it has worked so far.
We've gotten quite a few followers.
Yes.
No profit, though.
Yes. We're working on that.
So
the next
it somewhat
thank you for that.
It somewhat works.
Yeah, but a buddy of mine down at Oregon State just signed up to be a rep for us, and he's going to promote that at his frat up in Corvallis. And then we've got another shoot in the works.
So you're hitting all the hot spots. The frats in Corvallis are really where you want to take your business off at. That's really your launching point.
You know what?
Corvallis frat house.
Started from the bottom, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Corvallis is the bottom.
We can all agree on that. That's my personal opinion, not the company's official statement. Actually, you know what? Corvallis is the worst. I'm sorry.
We can make that our official statement.
No, we're going to go with UW. UW's the worst.
Go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.
You think UW's the worst?
No, I had a blast when I went up to UW, but I'm an Oregon fan, so I have to, yeah, thank you. We have
throw it up.
I'm not the only Oregon person in the house right now.
Go Buffs.
Yeah, we're going to let that one slide. But yes, we need to get some of your fans involved in this, and I'm obviously a fan of you, but I'm a bigger fan of your fans. Because some of their replies and comments are far and away the best things I've ever seen.
Now, we can't actually say what those comments are.
No.
You realize that, Ben.
We're on the radio.
Yes, I just wanted to shout out your fans because they are great.
Hannah, I got a question for you. You obviously get, I'm sure at a certain point, Instagram or Vine kind of caps the notifications where they don't let you, I mean, they're not going to blow up your phone.
Right.
Do you read every single one, or do you read the majority of them and actually see how many disturbed people are out there?
All right, so right when I just started, I wouldn't even turn off any of the notifications, and my phone was constantly blowing up, and that was when I just first started. And I would constantly be glued to my phone looking at everything. If it was any kind of a hater comment or an inappropriate comment, I would delete and block and report. Like, that was what I do.
Just the trifecta
right there. And so now it's gotten, like, my fan base, I guess you could say, has gotten a lot bigger to where I've had to turn off every single notification that could pop up on my phone. And I don't even look at the comments anymore. I can't.
I mean, I always think it's funny when you see that one person in there that says, they tag you and they say, I know you'll never read this, but I think you're the most gorgeous girl in the world. And I wonder, man, people, they aren't really reading that at all. Like, that fan knows exactly what's going on.
I mean, some, like, once in a blue moon, I'd say, if I get really bored at night and I just can't sleep, sure, I'll scroll through them. And scroll.
There are pages.
But, I mean, once anyone is extremely vulgar and inappropriate, I will delete, block, and report. And that is my trifecta.
You know, I think, I don't know how many other people I know. Everyone in this room actually has a Twitter. I don't know. Ben, you might. You had the Hannah Stocking fan club follow you, correct?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. That's, so, Hannah, I got a little, I want to ask you a question.
Feel inadequate that they haven't.
I mean, I had the Hannah Stocking fan club, and it's...
You had it?
No, he...
That was you?
He followed me.
Oh, okay.
And to me, that's kind of... I don't know if that's...
I mean,
I would feel uncomfortable if I had... You know, but obviously I'm not Vine famous or anything like
there's
that.
No
I'm
Yogi
not
fan
famous
club.
Either. But, but yeah, I mean, like, there's There's actually about 5 or 6 fan pages of me on Instagram and a few on Twitter. And I do appreciate it and everything. It's a really cute and sweet gesture.
Cute and sweet.
Although what I've noticed that they do, they create that fan page and they get more followers because I'll shout them out as thank you, and then they'll turn it around as their own personal profile so they could get more followers.
That's
the really annoying thing.
What is the Twitter etiquette and Vine etiquette and Instagram on shout outs and stuff like that? Because it sounds like they're just using you at this point.
Right. So in that case, I stopped shouting all my fan pages out. Although I will follow them and show them love and like their pictures and whatnot and maybe comment on a few things. But other than that, I won't shout them out anymore.
I'm getting Iceman's holding, giving me something here. Oh, it's the society6.com/theraf. Society6.
It's 6 the
with
number.
The actual 6 the number. Oh, the tailgate
good
tweeted out S-I-X, and that's clearly not
well,
what
well, at least you can spell.
What yeah. is Sean down here for if he's not correcting?
Apparently, you know.
Falsehoods.
Exactly.
Thank you. Well done,
Society6.com /theraf if you want to get some cool threads from Raf Clothing Company. And their little profile picture there is one and only Hannah Stocking. So how about that? That's
look
adorable.
You guys.
Really?
That's really nice.
I didn't even see that. Oh, woo! That's so cute.
Did we? I don't think.
You can't tag.
Yeah, you can't
tag
someone
tag
in there.
Newbie.
No. God, Sean does
get that. On Twitter, Sean.
Yeah, how is he our fact checker?
Normally, we talk about sports.
So, oh, we saw the turn that sports took.
Sports, we did.
We had to hear that turn.
Very
so
early.
Hockey. The
love
Olympics
hockey
just happened. Can we talk about that until we get up to the
Hannah,
medal
are you
rounds?
A hockey fan?
No.
Did you watch any of the Olympics?
No, actually.
You didn't watch any of the Olympics?
No.
No sports.
Jay Oshie is my
normally
hero.
I am. I watch sports and Olympics religiously, but this time I just didn't. So I have no comment on anything you're about to say.
Well, that's
unfortunate. Sean got up at like 4 in the morning a couple times to watch the games.
I did too. I woke
thank
up on
God,
your couch at 4
God
in the morning.
Thank God we're in
to
America
watch
so we can watch our team at like 9 instead of 4 because your roommate Kevin was getting up to watch Sweden.
That was one game.
Like
every other game was at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I woke up for the end of the Russia game on your
Russia,
couch.
Yeah.
It was a great game. I'm so glad I woke up for that.
Not a chance. No.
Every prime time during the Olympics for us was ice dancing exclusively. Every time I turned on the Olympics,
it's the greatest sport in the Olympics. That's what they say. It's the most challenging sport that they have.
Yeah.
And when I say sport, I'm using quotation marks with my fingers because it's not a sport. But that's neither here nor there.
Dancing's not a sport.
Dancing.
Well, here's what I if you have to have a judge and judges pulled up it's a competition. It's not a sport. If
a
you
sport?
Have to have a judge give you a grade on something, that's a competition. It's
what about
sport? There's a tangible event that happens to earn points, like scoring a goal or shooting a hoop.
I mean,
or
what about
dropping
somebody
else
down skiing?
No, it's not a sport. It's a competition.
That's not a sport.
No,
it's not a sport.
And neither is snowboard. I love snowboarding. Snowboarding is
not a sport
either.
It's a glorified hobby. I'm sorry.
And neither is surfing. Surfing is not a sport. It's a hobby or a competition.
It's not a sport, though.
It's not a sport.
I disagree. I snowboarded as a sport in high school. Fun fact of the day.
So wait, what about racing on skis and snowboards?
That's what I did.
That's a sport. But if you jump in the air and do flips and spins, it's not a sport.
Your logic
is flawed.
So no, because racing, you can tangibly measure if you beat somebody.
Well, yeah, if you do a better trick with better style, you're obviously going to beat the other person, though.
But that's all based on the judge. It's all based on the judge's opinion. So if Ben and I do the exact same trick and one person is a little bit different style, then it's all about what style the judge likes.
To be fair, a ref can skew a game.
Yeah, but you can still score a goal in lacrosse, or in hockey you still score a goal. Even if the ref makes a bad call, you still have to go and put the puck in the back of the net. Does that make sense? That's how I've always looked at it.
I see where you're coming from, but I disagree.
I don't know. You can disagree all you want, but I'm the host of the show, so
that's
my opinion
true.
Matters
Hunter
more
Horst
than
is the host Hunter's of the show.
Co-host. Co-host.
We're equal split here.
Just like he's
even
the CEO?
Pay.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, we get paid?
No, we don't get paid either. We have to pay people to let us on here still. You kidding me?
that's very true.
They try to keep us off. We're like, no.
Yeah, struggled to get in today.
Yeah. We almost had to kick the door down to get into the studio.
Speaking of the Olympic bobsledder who had to bust his way out of the bathroom
and elevator.
Yep.
Same guy.
That's impressive.
That is. That's determination.
Yeah.
That's patriotism.
Like the
right
Kool-Aid
there.
Man.
Best He's Olympic, the Kool-Aid best Olympic
man
moment
of bobsledding.
What was the best Olympic moment?
TJ Oshie, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Gus Kenworthy were the adopting five puppies. Just kidding. That's not the best
that's
Olympic.
That's just something that someone from Denver would say.
I was not, I'm kidding.
I was not mad at Kate Hansen or whatever her name is, the dancing.
Yeah.
That was okay with me. That was
The 18-year-old U.S. skier winning the slalom on like one ski, basically, because she almost...
Yeah, when she like...
What was her name? She was 18 years old. She almost crashed. It was McKenna, literally on one ski.
It's McKenna
for, like,
something. It's McKenna something.
I found a reason to love Norway.
Yeah. Which is...
I can't pronounce her name for the life of me.
Oh, she's a snowboarder. She's a snowboarder.
Yeah, snowboarder.
She's a snowboarder.
I was at your house.
The one that wore all black.
Sean,
the one
that
wore all black.
I don't know.
Norwegian
girl.
She's
a half pipe. At her, like, I don't know.
She's a half pipe snowboarder for Norway.
Yeah, find her because that's
Yeah, let's find her immediately, please.
Let's invite her on the show.
Yeah, let's do.
You know what?
Hey, Hannah, could you get her on the show for us? You're kind of in with everybody on Twitter,
her.
Right?
Go find her Twitter.
I'll at her in a tweet, and I'll get her on the show.
You'll get her on the show?
Yep.
Perfect.
I got
She'll
you.
Fly all the way to California.
Who's the most famous... I don't want to say legit famous, because that's mean. But, like famous person that either follows you on Instagram or Twitter or anything, or...
I don't really keep track of all that stuff, but sometimes it pops up.
Humble brag right there. That was most humble brag I've ever heard.
I have 2 Chainz.
Wow.
What?
Waka Flocka, Katie, and...
Wait, like the actual person follows, like, not like their fan page or something. It's like the actual...
Yeah.
Like Kevin Durant is following you on Twitter.
I'm going to delete my Twitter, Instagram, and everything right
now.
I
feel so inadequate now.
All my social media is now gone because it's pointless. What's the point? Why bother? You're never going to be that cool, ever.
Kind of cool when I saw the first Vine of you that involved Paige Kennedy growing up watching Blue Mountain State. I was like, that's
really?
Radon. Yeah.
Oh, I love Paige.
Yeah, it was rattling.
Look,
to
like,
not
like they're just friends.
Yeah,
like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Hannah Stalking, for those of our listeners who might be wondering, she has 13.5K as her followers.
On Twitter.
That's ridiculous.
It's probably, isn't it more on Instagram and stuff too?
Yeah, what am I at on Instagram?
Humble brag coming
up? I'm at 136,000 on Instagram.
I'm at 399, so
245.
and Vine, but Vine's my biggest fan base. I'm at 413.
How did that start? I know you were in one Vine, I think, and then it just kind of, everyone went, who is that?
Right.
And it kind of blew up, right?
Right. So, a lot of my friends are huge on Vine, and they've always, before they really took off and blew up, they are always like, hey, Hannah, come Vine. I'm like, why the hell would you Vine, you know, and like get people together and make Vines? Like, that's weird. And so then one day after, it was last summer, once summer school ended, I was super bored. So I was like, all right, fine. Like, I'll go and Vine with you guys. And then I was in one Vine with, his name's King Batch. That's what he goes by. His name's Andrew. And then one with Iman.
Are you allowed to tell us his real name?
Wait, now we all know his real name.
That would be kind of the mystique of the whole Vine.
Okay, well,
Viner.
King Batch and Alpha Cat, the guy that does all the Obama impressions.
What's his real name?
Iman.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, so I was in only 2 Vines. And then the next day I woke up with over 10,000 followers. And so then my really good friend, he's like my best friend, Dave Storm. He's like, you know what? Now you have, like, such a big fan base. You owe it to your fans. You have to keep coming over and Vining now. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. So then I kept Vining and kept pursuing it and everything. And now here I am on Penguin Radio.
You really hit the top.
You made it.
You hit
the
top.
It must have been last summer or 2 summers ago when you started doing it. And they do, like, those Vine compilations, like, best of the month, like, best whatever of the month. And you were on, it was like the top 10, and you were on 2 of them. And I was like, what? I had to rewatch the thing like 4 times. I was like, there's no way that's, it is. It totally is. And then I like remember somebody like reposted it on Facebook and all this. And I was like, that's unreal. And then all of a sudden I looked at your thing and it was like, like 15,000, 20,000 in like a week. And it was like, how does that even happen? Like, how do you like know these people? Like, what is going on? And it's kind of funny because then we see you walking around campus and it's like not even a big deal.
Yeah, to us, you're just, you're Hannah. I mean, it's not a big deal. And you've got people on Twitter going, please notice me. Please notice me. I love you so much.
I know, and it's crazy. Like, I'll be thinking the same thing. I honestly forget because, you know, my phone's turned off. I'm just doing my own thing. And then randomly at, like, Best Buy, there's all these little kids like, oh, my God, can I take a picture? Can I have your autograph? And I'm like, wait, what, for me? Like, it's just a weird thing that happens. And it's only, like, every now and then, too. So it's kind of weird how that happens.
A buddy of mine revined something, like, came up into my news feed of you, and I was like, wait, I feel like I recognize this person from somewhere, because I didn't know you. Then I went to work the next volleyball game, and I was like, wait. I, like, put two and two together. I was like, wait, this is something that's real? It was weird that, like, Dominican is not a big school at all. It's smaller than my high school. And so the fact that we have someone.
I do.
Where'd you go?
I went to Ashland High School in Oregon.
Okay.
You gotta be kidding.
You're from Oregon, right?
Yeah, no, you're from Washington.
I'm from just over the river. He's from Portland.
Yeah.
You're from Portland.
Denver.
Nobody cares.
Not really.
Go Buffs.
They lost the Super Bowl.
I'm going to Denver, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Better go skiing.
I know. I'm working, though, but I wish I would.
It'll happen.
So does everyone here have Vine? No. I don't have Vine. I had to delete my Vine.
I had it for a week, and then I just stopped because it was stupid.
What happens?
Because I realized that I was never be as cool as her.
Well, no, what happens is you go and, like, look at all the popular videos, and you think I'm going to watch a couple, and they're only 6 seconds. 2 hours later, you're still on Vine, like, somewhere completely different than where you started. Yeah. I had to stop doing it.
And that's why I say that I retire from Vine every time I go back up to school, because that same thing happens to me. But it's even, I found that it's even worse when you're posting a Vine, because you have to monitor the numbers and see whether it's a heater or a deleter. And what? So if it, depending on your following, if you get a certain amount of numbers, then you're doing okay. If you get that certain amount of number but higher, that means it's heater. If it's way lower than anything, that means you have to delete it and you have to pull it. And then it's just like, and then you do have to monitor the comments a lot, because if someone's saying something negative about one tiny thing within the Vine, then you need to delete it, or else the rest of your fans will see that comment and then they'll proceed to comment the same thing, and then the Vine won't do well. So
I have a Vine that has no likes. I'm just throwing that out there right now. You
Rebind?
I just feel terrible about myself now. That's all right.
How do you think of all this, all your stuff that you do? I mean, most of the Viners that have Vines that do funny stuff, they put something out 3 times a week, 4 times a week, and they're all funny.
Yeah.
You know, like King Batch actually is a very funny guy.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how you
I mean,
someone's that funny.
he is a natural comedian, and he was just on Wild and Out. He's doing really big things right now. He's just booked, like, a TV show, and yeah, so he's taken off. And so a lot of these people are just hilarious. Like, you know, Paige Kennedy, he's hilarious. They're all just doing really well, and they're really good directors, and they can really just, like, it's funny, they're behind the camera, they know the cinematography of it. They're like, hey, you need to pull in here, pull out here, and then cut to here, and then make sure you swivel the camera because it's supposed to be a jerking motion. And there's a lot that goes into a Vine.
Yeah, how much time do you spend to get a 6-second product?
Well, it kind of depends. Sometimes you get on the first take. And then I've been through one Vine that's taken almost 3 hours. And it's ridiculous how that happens.
For 6 seconds.
For 6 seconds, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there was outfit changes. And that was when there was the old Vine, to where you couldn't edit it. And now with the new Vine, you can take portions and segments out and rearrange them.
How do you do the thing where the hands-free one? I've never figured out how to do that.
Like the touch, like you just...
Yeah, like the ones where you can, you see them, they touch it, and then they put the phone down and they do something.
Oh, that's auto-touch.
What the hell's auto-touch?
That's a thing. That's a thing within your iPhone that you could do. But I know, like, Iman, he films on an actual camera sometimes, and then he imports it.
He's cheating.
And, you know, it's not cheating. It's, you know.
You got to do it on the phone.
Going
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's the cool thing about it. It's the fact you can do it on a phone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then there's a lot of effects that they do on the computer and adding sound and.
She's just selling everyone out right now.
This is like I just found out that like one of my favorite athletes did PEDs or something. Santa is not real. Yeah. Santa is
not real. And then yeah, so there's specific apps to where you can upload a video on Vine from your camera roll as well. So and that's a big thing. So that's what everybody you know. That's how everybody kind of figured that out.
Have you ever met Bat Dad?
No, I want to, though.
If and when you do, will you take me with you? I have to meet him.
Will you tell him I say Atlanta. Hi? Like,
yeah, let's all go to Atlanta.
I have to meet him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
Is there, like, a Vine convention that you go to? Is, like, all the famous Vine people get together, like, hang out, have coffee?
Wait, yeah, she's actually nodding. That means yeah.
I thought this was a joke.
So I don't participate them. A lot of the L.A. Viners don't really do all that.
Such
but
an
there
LA
are,
thing.
Shut
oh
up.
Gosh.
But there are a lot of meet and greets, is what you call them. So they could. There's a lot of meet and greets in New York that my personal friend Curtis, who's going to do like a lot of stuff. Anyway, so he there's a lot of Vine drama with him. That's the only thing. But
Vine drama.
This is like another society. Yeah,
it's a whole other world.
It's a whole other world. And there's a lot of Vine meetups in New York, and then basically they just tell all of their followers on all of their social media networks that they're going to be here at this time, and then a lot of their fans actually show up and they travel there, and it's almost hundreds, thousands of people, and a lot of the times they get shut down because it's not like approved to have there, and it's just chaos.
Oh, they don't, they just do it. They just say, hey, I'm going to be here, show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, and then, but now there's something called MagCon, which is Meet and Greet Convention thing. To where, I don't know if you guys know, but Nash Greer and Cameron Dallas and all the little high school boys, they all kind of got together and they're participating in this. And now, basically, this company that created this MagCon is shipping them out. And they're having meet and greets all over the United States. And basically, their fans are paying to see them, so they're making a lot of money.
Can you bring Raph clothing with you?
Hunter, do you want to be part of Raph clothing if
yeah,
that happens?
Can I, if that happens, can I jump in? I'll be an investor.
Meet and greet. I doubt I'll ever participate in one, but if I do...
You got to wear some threads or something.
I will.
Now, is that the only way to make money through Vine, is the meet and greets?
No. You'll probably see like a lot of us doing like, hey, follow me on Scout, or hey, download this Hot or Not app. You know, and they actually pay us. So that's why we put our email on our social media networks. So companies like that can hit us up, and then we'll basically negotiate rates. And that's where a lot of my income is coming from right now, is through Instagram. But that's another thing. But yeah.
It blows my mind.
This is a real thing. Like, yeah. I thought this was like all a joke. And then
I thought it was for sure.
I'm going to pretend we didn't hear that because we don't have that kind
I'm
of
I'm
going
to start putting my email on everything.
You know what? Then
anybody, if
we're
you
gonna
want
get
me to
Instagram
start
famous.
Tweeting you.
We're going to make an Instagram account where we just do funny stuff, and we're going to become famous, and we're going to make lots of money.
We're not funny enough, and not attractive enough to make money.
Well, you got a mustache. Let me grow my mustache back, and we'll do something with mustaches, and it's going to be great.
You should.
Okay. That'll happen. Hunter, do you want to have a Vine meetup?
You should grow a mustache too, Hunter.
I'm still trying to think, just wrap
You're
my,
still trying to
wrap
think
my
of
head,
a funny thing?
Just wrap my head around the fact that they have companies flying people out
just
to meet and greet fans. To me is
it's blowing my mind that people are paying to go see people like that. Like that,
crazy.
Like no, that's like crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's really crazy. Mm-hmm. It's unreal.
Do your like Vine friends, I guess, have like other jobs outside of Vine, or do you know people who are legitimately making a living off of it?
Yeah, actually, like I mentioned Curtis earlier, he's making a living off Vine.
He's got a lot of drama, though, in Vine world.
Wait, is that the guy that's got all the tattoos?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know who that
he's
is.
He's awesome, though. I love Curtis. And Day Storm, but he got his, like, virtual fame off of YouTube, and YouTube has more money than anything, so he's getting a lot of money from that. And just a lot of endorsement deals and a lot of negotiating can get you to basically do all this stuff for a living.
Mm-hmm. I'm just.
We have no hope, gentlemen.
Yeah, no, that's it. I'm done.
But a lot of them are actors and aspiring actors on the side, or they want to make music, so they're also doing that on the side. But and you know, auditions and whatnot. But until they actually you know like get their really big break, they're just doing Vine and stuff. So.
Just making little 6-second videos to get Famous. That's good.
Yeah. 6 seconds to fame. That's great.
Right.
Just unreal.
I'm going to go home and cry tonight. This is...
Shut up. No.
If you ever wanted your self-esteem to just go straight to the floor,
talk to Hannah.
Hang out with Hannah for 25 minutes.
I mean, sure, like, it's a cool new world, but at the same time, like, going deep, like, deep into it, a lot of people, like, I don't know, I wouldn't really recommend it because you do get a lot of haters commenting, and then, you know, like, you could get 90 people saying I love you and then 10 people saying the worst things about you ever, and then that really does like stick out for you, and it gets you, it hurts. And so I mean,
I've seen the worst things ever that they're saying to you, and that's I believe it,
right? Yeah. And it does get to you, and that's why I try not to read any comments anymore, and you know, but
it's valid.
So there's that.
We got to go to one final break before the last 15 minutes of the show. Hannah, are you sticking around for till 10 o'clock with us?
Yeah.
Here? Okay. Great.
It's almost 10.
It's all, yeah. It goes by fast, huh?
Dang, yeah.
Huh. Hannah Stocking, Ben Ludeman, and the Iceman, Raph Clothing. This is The Tailgate. Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crush it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over.
So righty then. Welcome back to the final 15 minutes of the tailgate, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California. Brock Beal, El Capitan to my right, the final season of the tailgate, and we're joined by Hannah Stocking, who's a DU volleyball player as well as a Do we say it internet famous, Brock? Is that what we're going to...
So, Vine famous?
Vine famous. Well, she's also Instagram famous. Twitter famous.
Social media famous.
Social media famous. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then some other dudes that nobody really cares about. A
couple other guys that...
mostly irrelevant is what I've learned today.
Yeah. Yep. All the five of us outside of her don't matter.
Ben Ludeman and the Iceman, they play lacrosse here at Dominican. They also founded their own clothing company.
I should put that on my resume.
You might as well.
Raph,
at this point.
The Raph Clothing Company. Go ahead, find our Twitter and find them. What's your guys' Twitter handle that the people, if they want to buy your stuff, can... he doesn't even know. He's looking off his phone.
Yeah. this is why we made $2.20.
It's at Raph Clothing Co.
At Raph Clothing Co. You want to go ahead.
They're very well put together.
This is why I'm the CEO and he's not.
No. You're the CFO. I'm the CEO. I'm just...
Okay. We're going to have a company fight tonight, apparently.
I want a raise.
I want a promotion. For CFO versus CEO.
Well, we know who the brains of the operation is.
Neither.
And it's neither of them.
Neither of us. Yeah. We don't know where it comes from.
It's Hunter.
Profit. That's why you've won or made $2.
Yeah, profit.
And 20 cents. You watched
20
yourself.
Cents.
That's a dollar
that's
and
shipping. That's the shipping fees. No,
shout out Mads Bow for that.
It's a first 10 for both
of
us.
It was a friend. Like, it wasn't even a random person. It was just like, she took pity.
She decided that you guys were so poor that she was going to give her broken college student money to you.
Yes.
Did she even wear the clothes?
She got it for her brother.
Oh, my God.
It was a gift? The guy probably doesn't even wear it?
No, she says he wears it.
Yeah.
I think. She's being nice.
She's not a trustworthy person.
She's being nice.
I'm actually going to make a purchase and buy one for my cousin because his birthday's coming up.
We made it. That's it.
We made it.
Company's done after that.
Walk out right now.
Yeah.
Just
we're here. We're here.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is we're here.
Okay, before we run out of time, can we talk about what we were talking about during the break?
Yes.
Norwegian female snowboarder. Who wants to try to pronounce her name?
Silje Norando.
Silje Norando? Silje Norando.
That is the most beautiful woman in the world.
If anybody in Norway or knows anybody in Norway, please, she is gorgeous. We need to get her on the show somehow. We will fly her out. I don't care.
I will shave my mustache for her.
Oh, my God.
That's how real it is. Okay.
That's devastating.
I will shave my head to meet her.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. That's...
That tops you.
Yeah.
She gets
I got
to meet
nothing.
Her first.
She puts it on Instagram. Yeah. She'll come out here. I guarantee it.
If I put it on Instagram, nothing will happen.
No. I don't even know if I'd get that many likes.
If you put a picture of her, like, you would get new followers.
Who, of Hannah? Or
no, of the both. Silje?
What if we got them both together?
That, oh, my God.
We got them together?
Yeah.
I would like that.
Wearing Raph clothing? Oh, man.
We made it there. This is why Hunter is the brains. Like,
he might be the CEO that has...
Yeah, yeah. Hunter, do you want to quit your job with the stoppers?
I
want to
be
a
CEO, but
well, that means
we've got to
split our money three ways now.
Yeah.
$2 does not split three ways very well.
No.
Sorry, gentlemen. It's time to find out what we messed up as we enter the last 10 minutes of the show. For that, we bring in the Don, Sean Donahue, Mr. Madman himself. He's got to get his mic ready to go first, though.
That's a great sound.
You can just lean forward.
Fantastic,
too.
Fantastic sound.
You don't have to. Right,
he's so sitting back like he wants to find out.
So basically, it's all on Brock today.
Good.
Isn't it always? Every time he comes in, why did we even let him in anymore?
Because I like it's to make fun of you.
He actually came before we did. He showed up before we did to the studio.
So Brock was almost on point when he's talking about Connor Haysburg. He said that he was 5-time Final Five. In fact, he was 3-time Final Five, but 2-time PacWest Player of the Week, Conference Player of the Week.
That's pretty. I'm
okay
with
that. And Capital One, Academic All District.
I'm okay
with
that.
So you kind of you had the number 5 correct, but you kind of mixed up, you know, his award. So congratulations on that, Brock. We don't call him by his first name. His name is Ice.
Okay.
The man over
messed
here.
Up.
Uh-oh. I was assuming his parents were listening.
No, probably not.
No,
I didn't tell mom.
I was trying not to let the cat out of the bag right away. All right.
And
sorry, Ice, for trying to protect your identity.
My parents know my nickname.
I'm sorry, Brock, but you host a sports show and you said that, you know, you score a goal in hockey, you put it in the back of the net. But when you make a basketball in a hoop is what you said. You said shooting a hoop is scoring a point. I'm pretty sure it's.
I'm so confused.
Making a basket
right now.
What's the?
I've heard it.
You shoot.
Ways.
Yeah,
making a basket. I've heard.
It's all about the buckets, Sean. Can doesn't we? Matter how you say it. No, it's all about the buckets.
No.
That's what the young bloods gotta understand.
No.
Don't jump,
reach,
young blood.
Don't reach, young blood.
Other than that, we didn't talk a lot about sports today. So.
You're right. We didn't. And
so those are all the corrections.
Show number one of the tailgate. Of them, so there yeah. You go. Show number one of the tailgate is off to a smashing success as we enter our last ever semester of ever being on the radio. And
thank God we are out of ideas. Clearly, if we're bringing these people on, whoa. We finally got one real celebrity. We finally got one real celebrity to come on.
You made the mistake of starting at rock bottom.
That's yeah.
hit by the end of the semester.
Yeah, I'll wear that one. That was 100% my fault, and I got
you're scheduling the talent. I just show up, okay?
Actually, Ben had a lot to do with Hannah coming on this show because
well,
I didn't
have you, Ben.
I didn't have the
you
guts
earned
to
your keep. Ice, not worth it. Yeah,
I was support. I guess I told yeah Ben do that. Great idea.
Good. Okay. Well then, positive reinforcement. That's good.
Exactly.
It's a good thing. Being a good team player.
That's what I do on the with the company too. Like oh. Yeah, do that. Looks good.
Crickets.
Brilliant.
Crickets. Sorry, guys.
He's like Rain Man. He's a brilliant mind. I don't know what to tell
I
you.
I tried to be funny, and it doesn't work. I'm just going to shut up for the rest of the show. I'm done.
He's hanging up the headphones. He's officially out.
That was, take my mic, then. That was painful. Oh, my God.
That's why he should not have a vine.
Not make it in the Vine world.
He can't have nice things. No. He can't be on a good radio show. He can't hang out with famous people. He can't have his own mic or his own headphones. He
can't even have his own company.
He can't even have his own mustache. He already had to shave his mustache off.
That's true.
God, that poor kid. I feel bad for him now. I feel terrible for the Iceman.
Even if he had it, he would live in inferiority.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we got... With 7 minutes left to kill here, and we've really ran aground.
He's got his mic back.
Oh, Ice is back. Oh God, this is gonna be gold, people. Everybody else, shut up and let Ice go.
I was about to let you guys start a subject, and I was gonna join in.
Oh, okay. Were you?
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna do.
Why don't you start the jump subject? In?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about LeBron's face mask.
Like, again?
Why do you need a face mask? I mean, I understand it. No. I mean,
put it away. Okay, I'm muting your mic for at least 10 seconds here.
You got you've got the penalty.
You just got muted for 10
there
seconds.
There is something that I'm shocked we haven't touched at all, which is the NFL Combine.
No, because that's where my hopes and dreams go to die, Ben. Because every time I turn that on, I just realize how poor of an athlete I am.
The theme of this show is inferiority. Why? Like, come on.
It's just
we have
when the offensive linemen are beating my 40 time by like 0.2 seconds. I mean, it's just sad.
Here's a question. Okay.
Rich Eisen almost beat my time. That's
here's a question. Where do you take Johnny Manziel in the draft?
I don't take him.
Really?
I think he has 2 good years, and then I think he's gonna just burn himself out. He's gonna
party and
he's gonna party, abuse his body, and he's gonna get rocked by just giant men that want to hurt him. I mean, look at RG3. Cam Newton is able to do what he does because he has bigger size, and I think Johnny Manziel doesn't have the size to do what he did in college in the NFL.
His only saving grace is if he gets drafted by the Texans, because they'll have the running back and the receivers in place that he can actually like fit into that and not be completely by himself. But if he gets picked up by like Cleveland or a team like that just has nobody around him, he'll be screwed because he, like, look at A&M. Even at A&M, he has Mike Evans, who right now is the number 2 overall receiver in the draft. So he just had phenomenal athletes all over the field around him. So he's going to have to go to a team that has weapons built in. So maybe the Texans at number 1, if he's going to get drafted high, that's probably the best place for him because they have a team already set up.
Make no mistake, I am very excited to watch it, but I don't have very high hopes. I was shocked by Clowney, though. Like, that giant of a man running, what was it, a 4.53? Yeah, a 4.53.
Yeah, it's freakish.
I saw that and I wanted to. Like, if that man
that
was chasing me, I would play dead.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I'd just lay down.
You're being chased by a jaguar or something. You can't outrun it. You can't outfight it. You're done.
You might as well just lay down and go to sleep. Yeah. And just hope it's over soon because he's going to kill you. Yeah, that'd be not fun.
I saw a Bleacher Report mock draft put him in Oakland, which very excited about.
Clowney in Oakland?
Yeah, I would go to Oakland to see a game.
I also saw Manziel going to Oakland too. But they have Terrell Pryor, so they're not going to pick him up.
Yeah.
I mean, they already have a quarterback that can't throw and can run, so I don't know why they need two. But
that got personal.
I'm just saying, it's true. It's true.
I mean,
same with San Francisco. That'd be like San Francisco picking up Johnny Manziel. They have a quarterback that can run but can't throw the ball, so
it is very full of himself.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about
that? Yep.
I think he could throw.
Did you watch him in the NFC Championship game?
Nope.
Do you watch Super Bowl at all, Hannah? No.
Did I watch the Super Bowl? I did.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Paige Beal, Bruce Beal, for taking me out, treating me to a nice lunch that
day.
Okay,
let's
letting me
end
watch
it
the
there.
Super Bowl. I'm thanking them for a very nice lunch. My family wasn't in town and Ice's dad was in town, and I don't want to watch
go
the Broncos.
Go Broncos.
I wanted the nice company of Seahawks fans and a lunch, and they treated me to that.
We ate lunch that day?
I did. I don't know where you were. You were performing at halftime.
Yeah. I can't tell you how
many... It was ironic. As soon as the halftime came on, you went to the bathroom and like literally didn't come back until like halfway through. So there was a small part of my head that was actually like, wow, this actually is like legit. He like literally left and now he just Bruno Mars came on.
It used to be just the Don over there. Don Draper, Sean Don over there that made that joke. But when that Super Bowl halftime show came on, my phone blew up with the same joke. Hey, you know, you look a lot like Bruno Mars. Did anyone ever tell you that? But
I'm gonna buy you a fedora and like some little like boating capris and you're gonna be set. You'd be chilling.
What's the best part is they're both small too.
They're so little.
It's just a little guy.
You need to learn how to play eight different instruments and sing, and you'll be set.
Yeah, you know what?
That'll be the easy part.
Vine That's is not your route. Part. Pretending to be Bruno Mars
yes,
is your route.
Be a stunt double.
Vine idea, Hannah. You talk about perks of being Vine famous. I get to meet famous people, and then
you come.
I come
on
and you're like just like, hey, Bruno. Yeah, I'll just wear sunglasses. I'll put a fedora on, and we'll play the song, and I'll just lip sync it. No one will know the difference.
That's really gonna fit into 6 seconds very well.
No, any we could fit anything into 6 seconds. We could do that.
Mm-hmm. She knows what she's talking.
You know what?
About.
You're famous now.
She knows
what
she's talking about.
Congrats.
Well, apparently, all the Viners are cheating because they're using actual cameras and not cell phones like the real people.
I
want to
use
world.
An IMAX camera.
Okay, I have people. That Vine at their homes, they use their own cameras. When we all get together, we only use phones. So, get that straight.
That's fair.
Hey, you're the one that sold out all your teammates. I don't know what you call them. Your Vine mates.
My teammates.
Your friends.
Friends.
I sold
I think
out myself
friends
too.
Is safe.
I sold out all Viners. All top Viners do that.
Well, now we know the truth. That's why you listen to the tailgate. Not for sports.
For the truth, people. It's all about the truth here.
Oh, man. Sure. Hey, Hannah, can we make a Vine on air right now? Can we do that?
Dude, she's been going for like the last like hour.
Oh, she has?
Oh, you've been on candid camera.
Well, let's hope this one isn't like a really bad one, so she has to delete it, you know?
Yeah, this is the one you're going to go hashtag, gonna delete this one, but put it up just for funsies. There's Viners that do that, and they leave it up for about 3 months.
No, I've actually done that myself.
Oh, man. Is she making a Vine right now? What's she doing?
No, I might just end up editing this, and then it may or may not show up on Vine, whether I think it's a heater or a deleter.
Let's hope it's a heater.
I have my money on
Bruno Mars.
I'll give you a
hint. It's got to be a heater.
If you put the five of us on there, it's a deleter immediately,
absolutely.
Right away. it's going downhill.
Can you put it up and leave it up for a certain amount of time, and then we can read all the bad comments about
I want to hear what your fans think.
I
want to
see what your fans think of us. They'll be like, who the hell are these guys?
Hashtag it's a deleter.
Yeah, it's a deleter. Okay. Well, that might do it for the tailgate.
Great show, people.
We
yes,
might not
on.
Have another show after this. I'm not entirely sure.
I would cut the cord.
Thank you to the Don, Sean Donio, for telling us how we messed up. Fortunately, it was just Brock today. Thank you to Raph Clothing, Iceman, Ben Ludeman. One more time, tell the millions of listeners that we have right now how they can get a hold of you guys.
Twitter.com/RaffClothingCo. Instagram is the same thing, Raff Clothing Co. And then Raff is spelled R-A-F-F. Thank you, Sean. And then Society 6, 6 the number, / the Raff. And that's it.
Buy their stuff. They've only got $2 to their credit.
Then
you could be the first multi-purchase person in Raff Clothing history if you go buy 2 t-shirts right now.
Yeah.
You'd be the biggest buyer in company history.
Get there quick.
Get there quick. It's going to be gone. They're going to sell out.
Use the promo code. No, there's no promo code. They need your money.
They're not going to give you a discount.
There actually are some. We will tweet them out from time to time.
We'll go follow them on Twitter. And you guys on Facebook? No Facebook?
No Facebook.
Don't find them on Facebook. They don't have Facebook.
You can try, but
you won't do it.
You can find us on Facebook, though.
You can. Facebook.com/ Is it the tailgate? Yeah, it's the tailgate.
You're on him for not knowing this stuff, and you don't know
it. We had to change ours a couple times because we forgot the passwords.
I want to thank Hannah Stocking for coming on the show as well. Senior volleyball player, Dominican, just finished up a pretty good career, pretty good 4 years, and now she's going to start her new profession as a professional meet and greeter on Vine.
Shut up, Hunter.
Hannah, if by any chance anybody tries to find you, where can they find you on social media and leave you really nice comments?
They can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Hannah Stocking.
Boom.
Thank God she at least has her real name. It's not like Mac Daddy something stupid. No, it's like her actual name that I know.
Oh, man.
Good for you, Brock.
Brock Beal. Actually, Brock, first show in the books, first show of the last semester. Your thoughts?
We have to go over the thoughts on this one? We have to recap this again? I just want to go home, man.
For Brock Beal, I'm Hunter Orenstein. This has been the best day of tailgate you've ever heard. The tailgate live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, every Thursday night, 9 to 10. I don't know. That's it. Have a great weekend. We're done. I give up. Good night. The podcast will be up hopefully within 24 hours. We'll let you know. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Beal, Hornstein out.